Police departments around the country are rethinking their choice of patrol car. The country's best-selling police cruiser, the Ford Crown Victoria, is under scrutiny after a series of accidents where the cars burst into flames after collisions. As Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET reports, pressure is mounting for a recall, despite Ford's insistence that the cars are safe.
In the conference room of the Wayne County Road Patrol headquarters just outside Detroit, seven officers are getting their assignments for the day.
Baker, 552 Highland Park. You'll double with Marone when you get there. Jerry, 556.
The deputies attend roll call before heading out on patrol. They travel county roads and Crown Victoria police interceptors, the dominant police car in the U.S., accounting for about 80% of the market. Ford sells about 80,000 Crown Victoria patrol cars each year, and officers around the country say they like them. They particularly like the Crown Victoria's large V8 engine and rear-wheel drive, compared to the front-wheel drive its competitors, the Chevy Impala and Dodge Intrepid, offer. But the Crown Victoria is getting some unwelcome attention after a recent crash in Arizona. Jake Jacobson, president of the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, says his officers are worried.
It's a wonderful car. And I know our officers out here in Phoenix enjoy driving it. The problem is, this is a police vehicle, and police cars don't get hit at the same speeds as Mom and Pop's Crown Victoria.
Jacobson's group raised serious questions about the car's safety following last month's death of Officer Robert Nielsen in Chandler, Arizona. Nielsen burned to death in his patrol car after it was rear-ended at 70 miles per hour. The death was the latest in a string of fiery crashes involving the Crown Victoria. Nielsen's death was the third of its type in Arizona in the past 4 years. Jacobson says Ford's inadequate response to the problem pushed him to ask Phoenix officials to cancel the city's $4.4 million contract with Ford to purchase another 200 patrol cars.
Our concern was Ford has not adequately addressed the safety of the fuel tank issue, and until such time as they do, we either cancel the order or delay it until such time as they fix it.
Despite the controversy, Ford maintains the Crown Victoria is not dangerous. Company spokesperson Sarah Taccio says both the consumer and the police versions of the car have a good safety record. The difference between the two, she says, is mainly in the way they're used.
A state trooper who happens to be on traffic and pulls people over might be pulled over to the side of the road like up to 50 times a day. You or I, on the other hand, will be upset if we're pulled over more than twice in a lifetime, perhaps. You and I would not be going through red lights at 75, 80 miles an hour. So that's where we think the difference really is.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration launched an investigation into the Crown Victoria last year. Meanwhile, a police department in New Jersey and a county in Texas are suing Ford, claiming the cars are unsafe. Last month, Arizona Attorney General Janet Napolitano traveled to Ford's world headquarters in Dearborn, Michigan, to meet with officials about the car. The result was a news conference to announce a task force to study the problem,
which will be comprised not only of Ford engineers, but outside experts from the fields of aircraft design, from the fields of race car designs, and from the military.
Possible solutions that Arizona officials are investigating include installing a rubber liner or bladder in the gas tank designed to keep gas from leaking after a collision. But pressure continues to mount for Ford to recall and fix hundreds of thousands of Crown Victoria patrol cars currently on the road. The panel appointed by Ford is expected to report its findings by the end of the summer. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.